B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I have a Florida woman in the news, and we'll begin by telling you about this woman, 64-year-old, arrested for groping and grinding on a younger man outside of a restaurant in a Florida retirement community. She has now cut a plea deal in connection with her unwanted sexual advances.
What's your name, sweetie?
Marianne.
You want a piece of this?
It's kind of like that, Steve. Marianne Ann Zambrano pleaded no contest this week to a reduced charge of disorderly conduct and was ordered to pay $303 in court costs. Zambrano was originally charged with misdemeanor battery for her interaction with a worker at a seafood restaurant in the Villages, the country's largest retirement community. The victim told police,
"Do you like seafood? Well, I got crabs."
That Zambrano, who appeared intoxicated, approached him outside of R.J. Gator's restaurant.
R.J. Gator's.
And, quote, grabbed him by his crotch and began touching him in that area. The man told cops it felt like Zambrano was trying to lower his pants during the encounter.
Wow.
Zambrano said that the man said was also trying to, quote, dance on him, during which time she rubbed her breasts and body against his person. Mid-grind, she asked the man to, quote, come home with her. And the victim, who declined Zambrano's invitation, said she also hugged him, kissed his neck, and whispered in his ear.
It's not really a home. It's an old refrigerator box.
A pair of witnesses corroborated the man's account, and surveillance camera recorded Zambrano hugging the victim and apparently kissing him on his neck. At the time, cops said the man did have his hand slightly up and did not touch her.
Wow.
So she is, she's got some court costs to pay, this Florida woman.
Yep.
Florida woman. You gotta love her.
I bet the guy walked away saying, I still got it.
Hey, right?
Yeah. Still got it.
Hey, a YouTube software engineer dropped LSD on the 4th of July before ramming a stolen truck into strangers and stabbing his friend with a pencil.
That'd make a great YouTube video.
It's according to California police, you're right. Batai Coffee is now facing multiple counts of attempted murder after eight were allegedly left hurt by his antics. Sergeant Spencer Crum said the San Francisco man is in critical condition after he was shot by cops. Coffee's bad trip is believed to have started at a vacation rental with his friends. He was a student at Stanford and worked at Microsoft before starting his engineering role at YouTube last November. Wow. A woman is behind bars after authorities say she accidentally shot her husband while trying to shoot someone else.
Whoops.
The incident began at about 6:45 Saturday in a road rage episode. The dispute carried over to a home. Authorities said that Erica Cole attempted to shoot a second party, but instead struck her husband. Nicholas Cole was shot in the head. He's reportedly in stable condition, though.
You are so stupid.
Erica Cole was arrested.
You are so stupid.
On charges of attempted murder.
You shot me again.
Second-degree assault and reckless endangerment. She's being held on without bond. A grandfather looking to say thank you to a group of nurses for taking care of one of his family members accidentally gave them a cake that was laced with marijuana. Back in May, the granddad unknowingly gave his nurses at a hospital in Warrington, England, a cake that was left over from his grandson's 18th birthday party.
Wow.
After receiving the cake, staff members noticed a strange odor coming from the cake and notified the police. It was discovered the cake was laced with marijuana.
Oh.
The cake was destroyed and cops began an investigation. At least one member of the hospital staff ate part of the cake, but did not suffer from any ill effects.
What's the marijuana situation in England? What's the legal impact of that?
I don't think they have medical or recreational.
Right.
I think so. But apparently it was confirmed that no patients ate any of the dessert and no issues that compromised the patient care arose from the incident. Florida authority. Here we go back to Florida. Florida authorities say a 13-year-old Tennessee boy charged with stabbing his brother told investigators that he'd rather go to jail than spend 8 hours in the car with his sibling.
He'd rather go to jail.
Yes.
Little bastard.
Deputies arrested the boy Saturday and charged him with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
I'll kill you.
Investigators say that he stabbed his 15-year-old brother in the arm three times with a pocket knife.
Jesus.
As he was being questioned about the incident, he said that he understood his rights and that he didn't regret stabbing his brother, who had been teasing him.
It's mommy's little felon.
Deputies say the boy told him, "I'd rather be in jail than 8 hours in the car with him." Listen, if you got an older brother that's just constantly picking on you nonstop.
He's looking at me.
Yeah, I don't know. But the boys live in Clarksville, Tennessee. But they were arrested.
Why didn't you boys just stab it out?
All right, here's a weird one. An orange bird saved by passersby and brought to an animal hospital turned out to be actually just a seagull that was covered in curry.
I'm a tremendous bird.
The Tiggy Winkles Wildlife Hospital in the UK saw an especially vibrant avian patient on July 1st. The hospital said members of the public rescued a bright orange bird from the side of the road that couldn't fly. A
new species.
Yeah, apparently the person who at the hospital wrote, "We had no idea what to expect and would never have guessed this. The bird, as it turned out, was covered in curry or turmeric."
How did it get any idea as to how it might have gotten covered in curry?
Well, something like this has actually happened before, and they think maybe it was the same way. Aside from smelling a bit pungent, the bird was otherwise healthy, named Vinny after the Indian dish vindaloo. He's on the road to being released back into the wild after a thorough bath. Aside from looking mildly traumatized after the bath, he looks good now. But it isn't the first time that they have had to treat a curry-soaked bird. In 2016, a seagull named Golfrazy fell into a vat of chicken tikka masala while trying to scavenge for food at a factory in the UK.
Okay.
So maybe a similar thing happened. I don't know.
Maybe they should put roofs on those factories.
I've had some really good tikka masala. It's not a joke.
Okay.
Not a joke. No.
There's a seagull in my...
No. What a Crock makes a really good tikka masala.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's really good.
I've never had it.
A team of veterinary staff were able to wash him off and return him to his original colors, but the curry smell apparently lingered. But the bird is orange. It's pretty wild looking.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Two men were injured Saturday night when, and when you hear this word, you can understand.
All right.
A homemade cannon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Discharged at home.
I get all my cannons made for me.
A man was trying to clean the loaded device made from the barrel of a muzzleloader rifle when it went off. That man and a friend both suffered foot injuries.
I'm a foot!
Friends drove the two to the fire station, and they were then taken to two different area hospitals, and the incident remains under investigation. And
blowed up our foots with our cannon.
That is all that I have on that. Hey, this is a horrible story. You guys probably saw the headlines on this. A pack of dogs mauled a man to death as he walked through a wooded area in Florida. Melvin Olds Jr. was attacked Thursday after he took a shortcut to get home near Lake Placid, Florida. His body was found the same day with more than 100 dog bites. The county's animal services has set up traps in the area for dogs that may have been involved in the attack. Six dogs have been captured so far, and their bite size matches with the wounds on Old's body. That alone is not enough to say that they were the animals involved, the office had said. Authorities will compare and capture the dog's DNA to find out if they found on the wounds and see if they match.
Are they going to try to sweat him, talk to him, interrogate him?
The sheriff said, while we may have the dogs that were responsible for this horrible tragedy, we won't know for sure for a while. Authorities have not yet said what breeds the captured dogs were.
Was it a pack of wild dogs?
They don't know if they're wild. I'm assuming they're wild, but they said to be on the lookout for any loose dogs, especially those that seem aggressive. The guy's fiance, Janelle Ward, said that she saw a pack of dogs in the neighborhood. She said they growled a couple of times, but they never ran up to me. They never came at me or insinuated in any way they were going to bite me. I never got that feeling. Apparently, when dogs get in packs, their behavior is more unpredictable.
No, that's true.
You know, so that may have been what happened. A Virginia father on Thursday fired 39 warning shots and brawled with a naked woman who called herself the devil after she allegedly broke into the family's home on their first night living there.
39 warning shots?
Yeah.
How many times do you have to reload?
The violent confrontation happened on the evening of the 4th of July. A female suspect who was naked and with blue hair and a ponytail broke into the family's home and refused to leave, telling them, quote, "I'm the devil." The dad of the family fired 39 warning shots at the intruder, but she was undeterred. A brawl broke out between the woman and the family, including her 12-year-old son. Punches and furniture were reportedly thrown about.
Dear God!
The fight ended after the 12-year-old shoved a wrench into the intruder's neck. This is insane.
You are the devil!
The father said she had the strength of 4 grown men. Both the dad and the intruder were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. A GoFundMe account has been set up to repair the damage of the house. There was a picture of it, Steve.
Yeah.
There are just bullet holes all over the place through the sheetrock of the walls in the house.
So he's firing warning shots into the walls.
I mean, you know.
At a certain point, I would have shot her in the foot.
I'm glad he didn't have to, you know, kill her. But, I mean, he probably would have been within his rights to do so. Police said the woman is expected to be charged with multiple crimes in connection with the alleged break-in after her release from
the
hospital.
This is him firing.
That's kind of what it's like, yeah. All right, and then we'll do one last story. A young couple was left mortified after sending a selfie to parents that had a bottle of lube in the picture by accident.
Yes.
Sharing the image to Twitter, the British woman, who goes by the name of Kelsey, uploaded what looked to be a typical mirror selfie taken in a bedroom. But the 22-year-old's eagle-eyed dad noticed a certain bottle at the forefront of the image, which left her boyfriend, Elliot, mortified.
Oh, he uses that so my vagina doesn't get too raw.
After sending the selfie to her mom, Kelsey received an unexpected response, which left her and Elliot red-faced. Kelsey's mom wrote, "Dad said the pics are lovely. Nice Durex bottle, by the way." Kelsey then wrote, "It's Elliot's knee cream."
Sure.
When prompted her mother prompted her mother to shoot that down by saying, "Dad zoomed in."
Oh, he puts his knee in there, does he?
Jesus.
Well, he has the lube.
It just gave me a knee job.
The photo and text message exchange has since gone viral. Kelsey later replied, "L is mortified." The hilarious selfie blunder has prompted other Twitter users to comment on the mishap, of course.
It's funny. We'll get submissions for the calendar searches on now. And, you know, people will send in pictures and not really take a look at what's in the background.
We saw one with poop in the toilet
one time.
Remember that?
Come on.
That was a long time ago.
Yep.
But it did happen. So
sometimes you forget.
Yeah, you gotta. Do you guys zoom in before you post something?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Just to check.
Especially if it's taken in my house.
Yeah.
And there's stuff in the background. I want to make sure there's no, you know, some phone number sitting out or
a document, a bill, something with your that somebody could zoom in on and get information about.
Or even something that somebody, okay, they're going to comment on that, whatever that is. I try to make sure I
my knee lube.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.